friends of the Pilgrim family fly in supplies for the winter.
They're very happy and grateful to get this airlift because obviously winter could be here tomorrow.
From the Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Alaska News Nightly for Friday, the 10th of October, 2003. Good evening, I'm Lori Townsend. Also tonight, providing homes in the bush.
Housing in rural Alaska, and in general, it is deplorable and it's substandard, and we need to do something about that.
Those stories and more tonight on Alaska News Nightly. Supporters of the Pilgrim family say a standoff with the National Park Service has left the family vulnerable. With winter swiftly approaching, they are marshaling their resources to help the family. APRN's Gabriel Spitzer has the story.
Private property rights activists and others supporting the Pilgrims have been collecting food, supplies, and building materials at four locations across the state. On Wednesday, they began flying the materials to the Pilgrims' homestead near McCarthy. A full-scale airlift is planned for the weekend. Lee Adler, a pilot from Copper Center, made four trips. He says the family appreciates the support.
They're very happy and grateful to get this airlift because obviously winter could be here tomorrow. It was nice yesterday, but October 9th and 10th, anything can happen, especially in McCarthy Creek. It could snow tonight, and that could be it for the year. In fact, it may.
The family's winter house burned down earlier this year, and they're scrambling to rebuild before winter. The Pilgrims have been embroiled in a dispute with the National Park Service over access to their land. Rangers closed an old access road that connected the property to McCarthy, saying that driving the road could damage protected lands. The Pilgrims argue that the road is a historic right-of-way and that the Park Service must provide them with reasonable access. The case drew the attention of national media and private property advocates from outside. Anchorage engineer Ray Craig is helping coordinate the airlift.
This case is a very, very important line in the sand. If the Park Service is successful in shutting off this access, then hundreds, thousands of other cases across National Park Service units and probably Fish and Wildlife Service units across this state, we can expect the same.
Craig says the Pilgrims are being blockaded by the Park Service, which has disrupted their livelihood. The donated supplies will help, he says, but it will be difficult to keep the 17-member family supplied with plane loads of just a few hundred pounds at a time.
It's going to be dozens and dozens of trips, and this is not a permanent solution. This is just an emergency solution to try and ameliorate some of the situation until the Park Service comes to their senses and the service access that the law gives these people is provided.
Craig and others plan to bring all the supplies to McCarthy, where volunteer bush pilots will ferry them to the airstrip on the Pilgrims' land. Though with temperatures expected to be in the teens this weekend, bad weather could delay the airlift. Once winter sets in, it remains to be seen how the family will get its supplies. Rick Kenyon, a pastor, publisher, and businessman in McCarthy, says the relief will at least put off tough decisions about what to do this winter.
I think had this effort not taken place, that the family situation in several months could well have been very, very dire. They'd have been driven from their homestead. They'd had to come out and seek relief.
With its population measured in the dozens, tiny McCarthy has been rocked by controversy over the Pilgrims. Kenyon says it's divided the town.
It's been, I would say, emotionally very wrenching. This is an issue that people either, that they believe in deeply. It's unfortunately divided the town to an extent. But we're really seeing the best of people come out, and really some not pretty things come out, too.
The Pilgrim supporters say some items can't be flown in. Things like animal feed and building materials must eventually be freighted in on the road if the Park Service allows it. In Anchorage, I'm Gabriel Spitzer.